This is the Making Good Podcast, episode 27. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. Hello, hello, welcome back. I'm Jen and I'm your host here on the Making Good podcast. And before we dive into this week's solo episode, I just got two things I need to let you know. The first is that there's no interview episode coming up this Friday. So that will be, she says hastily consulting her calendar, Friday the 18th of August, as we will be in sunny Devon, sunny fingers crossed on our hollybobs. And the second thing is to let you know about Making Good in 30, which is my new online group coaching thing, for want of a better word, that's starting on the 1st of September and is running for the whole of September. Now, if your brain is beginning to burst at the seams with all the ideas you've had over the summer that you've not been able to act on because you've been spending time with the kids or just having some time off, if you've got a book half written in your head or a pile of blog post titles scribbled on a scrap of paper or maybe even a podcast you want to start, if you've been putting off creating that opt-in so you can grow your email list or maybe you know you really need to get on top of your finances, then Making Good in 30 is designed specifically for you. The idea is that you carve out 30 minutes of time each day, whether that's in one half hour chunk or in three 10-minute ones or two 15-minute ones, whatever works for you, and you commit to that time to work on one big juicy goal, one thing that you've been putting off, one thing that keeps falling off your to-do list, and you do it each day for 30 days. 30 minutes a day for 30 days adds up to 15 hours. I've done the maths for you. And that's two whole work days. So what could you do with two whole extra work days in September? The course is just £30. Can you see what I've done with that whole 30 thing there? Yeah. And you get daily emails from me with tips and tools to help you create the time that you need and to take the actions that you need to. You get group calls with me to help you with anything you're stuck on, as well as regular office hours in our private Facebook group. You'll get a downloadable workbook, so everything's all in one place for you, and you get the accountability and the focus that you need to really get you kickstarted again after the summer. If this sounds like it could be your cup of tea, and I really hope it does, then I'll pop the link into the show notes, which you can find by coming onto the podcast section into the menu bar on my website, which is jengale.co.uk. Right then, on with the main part of the show. I've talked here on the Making Good podcast before about fear and about strategies for overcoming it, or more accurately, strategies for taking action despite that fear. And I suspect it's something that I will talk about again and again, because it's one of the things that holds us all back. Yes, even when you see people succeeding, when you see people running amazing businesses and effortlessly, seemingly effortlessly, selling their products or filling their courses or giving amazing inspirational TED Talks, those people get scared too. They have that fear, that inner gremlin who wants them to stay small and safe. They have that gnawing doubt, that anxiety, that gremlin that whispers in their ear, "Who do you think you are?" And "Why on earth did you ever think that might be a good idea?" And "What if?" They have sleepless nights worrying about whether they're doing the right thing. And I'm willing to bet that they have butterflies and that sicky feeling in their stomachs when they're doing something new. The only special thing about them is that they have chosen to take action despite their fears. They've chosen to acknowledge them and to walk alongside them. And as I said, I think it's in episode 5, I share some strategies with you for taking action despite our fears. So this might be a good one to pop back and have another listen to later on. But in this episode, what I want to do is to spend a bit of time exploring why it's so important that we take action even when we're scared. And what it boils down to is that that is where the magic happens. Yes, there's this part of us, and it can be quite a big part of us, that wants us to stay safe and secure, and who feels happiest when we live within our comfort zone. But if we stay there, and we never venture out, before we know it, that comfort zone actually starts to shrink, gets smaller. And then we're trapped in this place that, yes, feels very safe, but can also start to feel very restricting and very limiting too. When we stop challenging ourselves, we stop growing, we stop learning. Everything is predictable and the same, which feels nice for a while, but there's no magic. But if we can acknowledge the fear and even just dip our big toe out of our comfort zone, we start to grow again. We stretch ourselves, we learn new things, we risk failure, but we also risk success and we grow. I'll give you an example. When I first embarked on my coaching training, on the very first day, the guy leading the course encouraged us to reach out to the other people on the course to buddy up and do some coaching practice with. And that thought absolutely terrified me, which sounds stupid because I was on a course to learn to become a coach. Why would I be scared of doing coaching practice? But I was. It made me feel so uncomfortable to think about reaching out to someone I'd never met, to arrange to do something I had never done before, to be vulnerable and awkward and a bit rubbish. But I knew that I had to do it, as I had to complete a certain number of practice sessions and also to be assessed on my coaching in order to gain my diploma. So I sent some of those emails with that little gremlin inside saying things like, what if you don't get on? What if they don't like you? What if you don't like them? What if they don't even reply? And do you know what? Some of them didn't reply, but a couple did. And one of them went on to be my coaching buddy for the whole course, and we're still really firm friends now. And once I'd done that, and I'd done my first practice session, suddenly the second one didn't seem so scary. I had grown, I had learned, and my comfort zone had expanded. And when the time came when I had to reach out to new practice clients, to people I didn't know or who weren't fellow coaching students, again, that fear came. But I did it. I posted in a group on Facebook, I got a whole heap of replies, and I ended up with more than enough clients to complete my portfolio. And then the next thing, I had to set up my website. And even though I'd been blogging really actively for years, this felt different somehow, scarier and much more vulnerable. But each time I didn't, and if I hadn't, I would still be stuck back where I was 18 months ago, wondering what I was going to do with my life, wondering how I could make the difference I wanted to make and create the impact I wanted to have. I would still be wondering what if and if only. I would have stayed safe and not been scared, but I would have been frustrated and resentful and jealous of all those people going out there and forging the lives that they wanted, being the change that they wanted to see. And the thing is that each time we face our fears and we take action, we expand our comfort zone. We grow and our comfort zone grows. And that doesn't mean we won't be scared again. It just means we won't be so scared of the same thing next time we need to do it. We need to practice walking with our fears because I don't believe that they ever go away. Not if we want to keep on growing. Because once we face down one fear, we need to do the next thing and the next thing. If we want to run successful businesses, if we want to make the world a better place, we need to be the best versions of us that we can be, which means we need to keep growing and we need to keep learning. And the best way we can do that is to keep challenging ourselves. This is on my mind at the moment because I'm launching Making Good in 30, which is the course I talked about in the intro. What started off as just a spark of an idea that stood up to further examination and that sounded like it would not only be super helpful for anyone feeling stuck and stale and wanting to kickstart themselves after the summer, it also sounded like it would be a whole lot of fun. But now, as I start to let people know about it, the fear is kicking in. That internal gremlin is mocking me. He's laughing at me, telling me it's a stupid idea. And of course no one's going to buy it. Telling me I should quit now and save face. Telling me that I shouldn't even try. But I know I have to because if I don't, I will never know. If I don't, the fear will have won and it will make it harder next time. If I don't, I will have stayed exactly where I am. I won't have grown and I won't have learned. And more than that, as a coach, I kind of have an obligation. I can't jump onto calls with my clients and tell them this stuff. I can't tell them they need to get used to feeling uncomfortable and that's where the magic happens if I don't get out there and do it myself. So this week I'm hearing that internal gremlin. I'm acknowledging it. It's coming along for the ride, but it's not driving the car, as Elizabeth Gilbert would say. So I'd love to know, without sounding too sadistic, what are you scared of? What's keeping you safe but small? And what could you do today to dip your toe out of your comfort zone? It doesn't have to take you all the way to launching a course or a new product or anything like that. It just has to be one baby step, and then the next one, and the next one. Please, please do let me know. I genuinely want to know. You can email me on jen@jengale.co.uk, or you can leave a comment on this post on my website, which is jengale.co.uk. I think I got that right. And most importantly, please, please know that if you are scared, you are not alone. We are all scared, and we can be scared together, and we can face these things together. Right, have an amazing week, and I'll catch you next time. You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.